Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Wednesday. It's November the 22nd. Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Those words are going to be so welcomed when we, at our judgment. Can you imagine appearing after you die, or when the Lord comes back again in glory, whichever comes first, could you imagine hearing those words spoken by Jesus to you? I'm going to read the gospel from today's daily mass. And as we, and I think I told you this before, as we close out the church year, we got a few weeks left, but we're just a few weeks away from Advent. And as the liturgical or the church year closes out and we get ready to enter into a new church year, we're going to hear more of these stay awake, end times, you're going to be judged, those type of readings. Not a bad thing. Don't panic when you hear them. It's a reminder. It's a call to action. The church is hoping that we hear these readings and come away with a sense of urgency, realizing that our time on earth is limited. If there are some things that I need to take care of in terms of my relationship with the Lord, setting things straight, getting back to confession, starting going back to Mass, whatever it may be, making reparation for an offense I committed against somebody, now is the time to do it. While we still have time, now is the time to do it. Let's look at this gospel from today's daily mass, Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 28. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So Jesus said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins, and he told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned, after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You've been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. And the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. And he said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. This parable probably was shocked a lot of people, some of the language, the themes that were used. But the whole point of this is that we are all given gifts. It might be financial. It might be the ability to interact in a certain way with people. Some people are good at working with children, some with the elderly, some with adults, whatever. Some people are good at hospitality. We all have certain gifts. One day, we're going to be judged on how we use those gifts. If we used our God-given gifts in a way that brought glory to God, we have no doubt we're going to hear those words upon our death and judgment. Well done, good servant. Come on in. But if we didn't, well, I think you know the moral of the story. Let's all pray that we can use our gifts to the best of our abilities so that one day we can hear those great words. Well done.